chasing that this time is Esmeralda. Oh, it's so wonderful, my eyes don't believe me.
Well, what happened?
It's Esmeralda. She's done it again. Only this time it's 18. This time it was 15, and by Jiminy, that ain't the first time.
By cracker, the Esmeralda done it again. 18. Oh, the poor child. Come on, let's go.
Everybody moving so fast for, Evis?
Seems kind of like Esmeralda done hit it again, Paul.
Do tell.
Yep. What were you headed for?
I was aiming to mosey down and see Esmeralda. What you want, Ethan?
Ain't you gonna give me a lift up?
Can't you see I'm in a hurry? Sure is a heap of pigs all in one lump.
Sure is, Paul.
Why, there must be, there's one. There's one. That makes, go on, you count them, Ethan.
I'll start with that one there. One. Three. Sure is a heap of them, Paul.
Jesus, ain't you learned to count yet?
Oh, sure, Esmeralda. That's some sow, mister.
Sure. Everybody will...
Out of here.
Chicago, here we come.
Wait a minute. We ain't going back to Chicago.
Why not? We got 3 weeks layoff, haven't we?
Can't we talk about something pleasant?
Yeah.
What's the mastermind cooking up now?
Yeah.
Look, old-timer, you handle the comedy in this turkey, and I'll take care of the business. We're going to Pitchfork, Arkansas.
Where's that?
What's in Pitchfork?
Well, okay, hey, Miss Blaine, here it is, right here. Thousands of people are going to flock to see a famous sow. Imagine a pig with a personality.
A pig with a what?
Is he kidding?
Let me see that. Great. So now we're going to have to take second billing to a pig.
And here's Jimmy Wakely and the Sunshine Girl.
The other night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. Then I hung my head and cried.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Looks like it's time to say goodbye for a while. This is our last broadcast until we get together again next September. It's been very nice being with you. The boys and I want to thank you for inviting us into your home. And speaking of home, folks, that's just where we're going. Until September, we'll be vacationing in my hometown of Pitchfork, Arkansas. And you all know what's happened in Pitchfork. A lady by the name of Esmeralda has made history.
An amazing thing, sir.
It's so fantastic, I can hardly believe it.
Here it is. Get to Pitchfork as soon as possible. And I want no superficial report. You're to investigate this pig phenomena thoroughly. We've got to find out just what makes these pigs multiply in such quantities.
Yes, sir.
And remember, gentlemen, you are in no way representing the Slow Packing Company on this job. This is to be, let's say, unofficial business.
We understand, sir.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, sir.
Goodbye.
Now, let's see. 18 to 1. Multiply this by 3.
Well, here we are, kids.
The garden spot of the world. It's more like the green spot to me.
It ain't so bad.
Oh.
Wait till that Ozark sun goes to town on your nightclub tan.
It might even be good for your blood type.
Ooh, what a go.
Hiya, friend. Can I talk to Mrs. Alden?
Reckon as you can.
I mean, is she around someplace?
Reckon as she is.
I've heard a bit of dialogue on a Mortimer Snurd.
Come on, let's go inside.
There I go. All of us are dreaming that I'm a seen pretty gal.
Are you Mrs. Alden's husband?
Not yet, I ain't. But I'm aiming to be as soon as I get around to it.
Not if I can still see and smell, you pipe-smoking polecat.
Oh, are you Mrs. Alden?
I reckon so I be.
My name's Willie Childs, and these are my girls.
Land sakes, all of them?
Oh, no, you see, I'm their business manager. We're a show troupe.
Oh, well, if it's lodging you're looking for, I reckon I can manage it.
That's fine.
Are you aiming to take your victuals here, too?
Come again, madam?
The feed bag, you dope.
Oh, yes, we'll eat here.
Aiming to stay in Pitchfork for a spell?
Well, that all depends.
You see, we aim to play your local theater. Well, thanks, I don't see how you can.
What's the matter?
Well, there just ain't no theater.
A pig with a personality. And I do mean you. A local Harpo Marx.
Now, you know it won't do no good to chasing Abby. You can't catch her.
Viva, you're having a little exercise.
Well, if it's exercise you're wanting, you take these bags upstairs.
Come on, ladies.
Look, Stoop, the bags with the handles.
Oh, well, come anyway.
Say, this is kind of a slow burn. What can one do here?
One can't do much, but two can have lots of laughs.
You get your carcass off that chair, you lazy bonnet, and start fetching some firewood.
Oh, Ma.
Get now before I skin you alive.
I'll go, but it's again my will.
Oh,
Ma. Move this for me, will you?
Get out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Hurt you much?
Why don't you look where you're going, you hillbilly?
Hillbilly? Why, ma'am, I was going that way. Ah, you look much better now, ma'am. Rattle you much?
What do you think?
Well, I think you look real pretty, ma'am.
Well, anyway, you're the first local yokel with any signs of life. Are there any more in Pitchfork like you?
Let me see. Only my six brothers.
All boys, I hope.
Yeah. Aim to stay around here long, ma'am?
What, in this burg? There's no future here for people in my business.
What business be ye in, ma'am?
Show business.
Let's say, ye be one of them thar actresses.
Yes.
I ain't never seen no real live actress before.
Well, Sonny, you're going to get an eyeful. There's 7 more of us.
All girls, I hope.
Yeah, and stop licking your chops.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, how you doing?
More excitement in town.
Has Esmeralda hit the jackpot again?
It's even better than that. There's a turkey in town, a girl show. I just talked to one of them. Not bad. A little fresh, but not bad.
Hey, what is this, a gag?
What's a show troupe doing in town?
I don't know, but they're here. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, fellas. You're in Pitchfork. You know how to act.
Oh!
Come on, sit down. Get back on the beam. You're supposed to be hillbillies.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, this dame mistook me for one of the Esquire boys, and I declared you all in.
Declared us all in?
Sure, now, wait a minute. Come here. We're going to have a lot of fun out of this.
Mighty pretty girl, Abby.
Yep, reckon she is. She and Ephus aiming to get married real soon.
Ain't another. Abby, don't tell me there's a romance between you and Ephus.
Oh, ain't hankering for him, especially.
Well, tell me, Abby. There must be someone you're going to marry.
Oh, reckon so. I'm hankering for a feller down in Moon Creek. His name's Zeke Willow.
Feller can't even read or write his own name.
Maybe so, but Zeke can read one of them there watches, and he can count money. And he's sure big and strong.
Huh, a quiz kid with muscles.
Oh, ain't you gonna feed me?
Esmeralda did it again.
Them city gals wearing whiskers, napping like hill folks.
Darn fools.
Oh, them fellas always making yokes.
Now don't go giving them away by busting out laughing.
Oh, no.
Howdy, ma'am.
Hello.
Have you two met?
Yeah.
Fast work.
Mighty fine vittles.
Oh, yes.
Mighty pretty gals, too. Friends of yours, ma'am?
Oh, I must be forgetting my manners. Pardon me. Girls, I'd like to have you meet... I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Didn't give it.
It couldn't be Zeke, could it?
Could be, but it ain't.
Ma'am, if my brother Elzebub won't tell you his name is Elzebub, then I'll tell you. His name's Elzebub.
Thanks. What's your name, cutie?
Oh, shucks. Ma'am, if my brother Obadiah won't tell you his name is Obadiah, then I'll tell you. It's Obadiah.
If this ain't the corniest routine I ever heard. Hey, you, flat top, send those potatoes up here. And no cracks. best potato I ever ate.
Mighty fine vittle.
Yep.
You folks feeling the mice far, I reckon.
Hey,
what do you boys do around here evenings for excitement?
Just a heap of setting. You can mosey on down to the pond if any you want and throw rocks at them there bullfrogs.
No, thanks. I'm a terrible shot.
Isn't there a movie or a bowling alley or something?
Or a nightclub?
Maybe the folks are reminded to hear some singing.
Oh, do you boys sing?
Yeah, sure, and play instruments, too. Just a hobby, man.
Oh, that's very interesting, Elzebub. I bet you're good, too. How about singing for us?
Oh, sure, if you've a mind to ask us.
Well, we're asking. Aren't we, girl?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll be fetching our instruments. Come on, fellas.
This is going to be good.
I think I'll go upstairs and put on some more for the male number 5.
Listen, if we're smart, we'll get down to that pond and get a load of those frogs.
Just like that.
Polly? Who's the dame?
Oh, this is my girlfriend.
Repulsive, ain't she?
Yes, she's beautiful, too. Well, come on, we join the party.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
I want you to tell all these nice ladies and gentlemen, what is your name?
My name is Clunky.
That's right. You see, when she was just a little baby, she fell in the head and went clunk.
I did not. I went clink.
No, that was on the second bounce, remember?
Coyote must have been dropping his head, too.
Sure, and he went squish.
Now, I want you to be one of them little Chris kids.
I want some peanuts.
All right, after a while, I give you peanuts. But first tell me, what is C-A-T?
That's a cat.
Good. D-O-E?
That's a dog.
Oh, that's well. Now, what is F-A-N? Oh, that's easy. F-A-N?
Oh.
Clunky, what does Mama do when she's hot?
Drinks beer. I want some peanuts.
If you say that again, I give you licking. Now look, I want you to sing your little song.
I want some.
I said not. Oh, wait a minute. You leave go my finger. Oh, Clunky, leave go the finger. Leave go my finger. You hear me, Clunky? Oh, Clunky, listen to me. Gee whiz, I never seen such an absolute kid in my life. Here, now looky here. I want you to be a little lady and sit there.
I want some peanuts.
All right, I give you peanuts. Open your mouth. There. Now sing.
Hey, apple.
Excuse you, see, one of them peanuts got stuck in her lummox. Here, now, Clunky, I really want you to sing that song good. No, not now. After a while, I give you more peanuts. You sing.
Hey, had a little dog as thin as a rail. He had a lot of fleas all over his tail. And every time his tail would flap, the fleas on the bottom would jump on top.
Oh, the old lady. Old lady. Oh, lady. Oh, the old lady. Old lady. The lady.
Joints crawling with talent.
Isn't it amazing what you can pick up in a hick town?
Say, listen, these guys would be great on the radio.
You know, Willie, I was thinking the same thing. Say, Elzebub, we're certainly indebted to you for a very entertaining evening.
Glad you like the songs, ma'am. Music with me is just a hobby.
Well, son, I'd like to talk with you about your little hobby.
Not tonight. Talk to him tomorrow. Right now, Elzebub's going to take me out for a breath of air. That is, if he doesn't mind.
Mighty pleased to, ma'am. Pitchfork looks kind of pretty in the moonlight, don't it?
Well, the moonlight does seem to improve it some. Have you always lived in Pitchfork?
Yeah.
Don't you ever think of leaving here?
Not especially, ma'am.
Don't call me ma'am. My name's Doris.
Well, we ain't known each other but a mighty brief spell, and I ain't aiming to get too familiar.
You know, Elzebub, anyone with talent can't expect to find much success here in Pitchfork.
Well, Pitchfork's where I belong, I reckon, because I ain't got no talent for nothing except maybe, well, milking cows and such.
But what do you call the way you and your brothers sang and played tonight?
Just a hobby, ma'am.
Let's sit down a minute.
Sure, ma'am.
Oh, Elzebub, were you always bashful and shy like this?
Well, I reckon Elviry don't think so.
Who's Elviry?
Gal.
Really?
And you know something? We kissed once.
You did? Tell me about it.
Well, Elviry and me, we were just a setting like this. Weren't doing nothing special. Just a setting when something like the devil must have gotten into her. Because the first thing I knew, she threw her arms around me like this. And then she pulled me tighter and tighter like this. And then before I knew it, she kissed me, like this. Right then, I'm kind of riled, and I says to Elviry, Elviry, you hadn't ought to done that. You see, we'd only known each other 12 years, and I'm feeling real peculiar-like.
You were?
Uh-huh. But Elviry, she's feeling downright ornery. And the first thing I knowed... Reckon you think I'm a measly polecat for a telling.
Go on. It's very interesting.
Well...
It's nigh on to 9 o'clock, Elzebub. Time to be a bed.
Back in there again.
You mean she sort of likes to stay in that mud?
Never seen nothing like it. 4:16. Reckon it's time I got my victuals ready for supper.
By golly, she's right.
Amazing people.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I got a wild idea. You perhaps think I'm crazy, but...
Go on.
Well, it's about this mud. Could it be possible?
Gentlemen, this is astounding. According to the analysis, this mud contains a potent element which is highly beneficial to pigs.
Yes. It also apparently has a curative mineral content that's equal to hot springs or Baden-Baden.
This opens up an entirely new field for us. Mud baths, a great health resort.
People would flock there by the thousands.
Gentlemen, we're not interested in people. Our concern is with pigs.
Think, sir, the great possibilities of this thing.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. With this mud as our ally, there can be but one result. The slow packing company will corner the pig industry. Now, I want you both to get back to Pitchfork and buy that property.
Yes, sir.
Ma.
Hi.
Look what come for us. A telegram.
Telegram? Land sake.
Don't like telegrams. Too much trouble to read them.
Oh, but this might be important. See what it says.
Collect.
No, not there. Here.
This is from the State Department. You've had more learning than me. What's it say?
Why, Ma, this is from the State Department of Agriculture. It says here that the commissioner is coming to see you and Esmeralda.
Land sakes, what for?
To give Esmeralda a blue ribbon.
Can't see where a ribbon's going to make Esmeralda look any prettier.
First time in 10 years I've had the Sunday Globe meeting dress on. That's kind of snug in places, don't it?
You look swell, Mrs. Alden. But if you don't cut down that fried chicken, you're going to keep bulging long places.
When I was 16, my husband could span the weight.
Gosh, Ma, sure feels snickerty.
Abby, you look just like a glamour girl.
Wonder what Zeke Willard would do if he saw me now.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Ollie.
Hello, Ollie. Say, did you get a ball and bat with that outfit?
Oh, no, this is page 91 in the catalog. Item 1468, FOB with COD.
What year?
Well, I think it was 1902.
You know, that's a snazzy suit.
Well, yes, it was made to order.
Made to order?
Yes, I don't know who for, but I got it.
Ah, you're the most wonderful-looking man I've ever met.
Oh, you only say that because it's true.
Ole, get out of them fancy clothes and look after Esmeralda.
Oh, but Ma, the commissioner's dead.
Dead?
All right, Ma. I see you later.
Gosh, Ma, you sure look pretty.
Why, Elzebub, have you been using that catalog, too?
I like it, ma'am.
Oh, it's very becoming, but you've forgotten something.
What, ma'am?
Your Lone Ranger badge.
Anybody dead?
Jennifer Jenkins, ain't you were getting dressed?
I don't feel naked.
Old polecat, ain't you hear that the commissioner's coming down here to Pitchfork to give Esmeralda a ribbon?
Ain't coming to give me no ribbon.
Even on you, it wouldn't look good.
Midgets.
That's why I was saying again, friends. This is a great day for Pitchfork, a great day for you, a great day for Esmeralda. How did this wonderful sow give birth to so many pigs? I'll tell you. You see, years ago when pigs come out, they brought out a little caparis fence, and they didn't have any force. The farmer would always take the Meldrick, and we'd bring out the force, and he'd work through, and he'd say, well, here we have our force's race, and then look. They say, well, are there any cavalry there? Are there any vaupers? No, because they haven't seen the mortgages, you see. But we didn't care if the force is salivate, but they have proven that Esmeralda has a capitrace for the force to salivate, and it brings out that oots, the force's and gives you that little capitrace for the vaupers.
See, Ma, that's what a college education will do for a feller.
You're absolutely...
My friends, this is indeed an historic moment in the annals of our fair state. The eyes of the entire country are centered upon you. Upon you and Esmeralda. You have done yourselves proud. That is sufficient for me to say. I did not come here to make a speech. Actions speak louder than words. And believe me, friends, Esmeralda has provided plenty of action. And I'm sure you're anxious for the program to continue. So let me say that I have a real treat in store for you. Pitchfork's famous sons, Bob Hamlin and his boys. You've heard them on the radio, and now they're going to entertain you with some of the songs I know you love to hear. Come on, Bob.
Bob, what happened to the beard? Just a hobby, huh?
So that's Elzebub, huh?
A guy takes a girl for a sleigh ride in the middle of July.
The presentation now, Mrs. Alden. Where's Esmeralda?
Well, I can't understand why Ole ain't a brung her.
Ma, something terrible has happened. Esmeralda, she's gone.
Ole, are you crazy?
I wish I was, but that ain't the worst of it. All the other sales is gone too, even Gwendolyn.
This is highly irregular, Mrs. Alden, highly irregular.
Now, don't you go to worrying. You go and find them sows, Ole.
But, Ma, I even thought if I was a pig where I would go. So I went there and I looked, but they couldn't even find me.
Them sows are rooting someplace. Now you go find them.
Something's got to be done.
You better play another number, son. We're having pig trouble.
Be glad to help, Commissioner. All right, boys. Stay away from my heart.
What do you think of that? I guess Esmeralda's missing.
It looks like Esmeralda's gone.
Esmeralda's gone.
I can't find them, Ma.
Oh, them sows must have strayed.
I thought you was watching them, Ole.
But I was watching them. I slipped by Yemeni. I locked them in the pen myself this morning.
Well, something's got to be done, Mrs. Alden. This will be very embarrassing for me.
Oh, Lem, you're a wonderful hog caller. Would you please holler for Esmeralda?
Sure, I will.
Oh, Nora, if you can't get Esmeralda back, nobody can. Come on, start a hollering.
I'll try. Tiguri! Tiguri!
Tig! 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 Tig!
She's now.
Oh, Mrs. Tompkins, you got a beautiful voice for hogs. Would you please call for Esmeralda?
Sure, Ollie. I'll try to get that old sow for you.
Oi! 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 Oi!
Look, Malden, there's one person who can get Esmeralda back. That's Juniper.
He's right, Ma. Juniper's the best hog caller in the whole state of Arkansas.
Well, where is that good-for-nothing varmint, anyhow?
He's over here. Juniper, you're the best hog caller in Arkansas, so get Malden's hogs back.
Too tired.
Oh, now listen, Juniper. Think what this means to all of us. Look at poor Malden here.
Been looking at her for a long time. Ain't done no good as far as I can see.
Juniper, what are you talking about?
If you don't know by now, ain't no use to me telling.
Look here, you old buggy. Get your carcass off that bale of hay and start a calling for my Esmeralda.
Ain't aiming to do no such a thing.
Oh, come on, Juniper. We've got to get Esmeralda back. You're the only one who can do it.
Reckon it how I am.
Well, what are you waiting on?
Waiting on you, I reckon. Been waiting for about 10 years.
What do you mean, Juniper? Make yourself clear. There isn't much time.
Reckons how I can get them hogs back from Alden. If and she'll marry me.
Not if you bring back every sow in Arkansas.
Then I'll just be arresting.
Look, Alden, this is serious. If we don't get Esmeralda, you'll be disgraced. The whole town will be disgraced.
You might as well marry him, Ma. He'll be hanging around the house anyhow.
Please, Ma. Poor Esmeralda may be lost somewhere up hills.
If you don't marry him, we'll be in a heap of trouble.
Well, I'll be in a heap of trouble if I do. All right, you ornery jackass. Looks like I can't do nothing else. But if you'll get my Esmeralda back, I reckon I just got to marry her.
That there sounds as good as home right now. Pig, 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 pig.
Pig, pig.
I know what MC in New York without yell any of them.
Brace yourself, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Voice. I guess it didn't work, Ma. We'll probably never see Esmeralda again.
Well, there's one good thing about it. I won't have to marry that old.
Here's Esmeralda!
There she comes now!
Way to get it, Juniper. You're in fine voice. Congratulations.
Better congratulate Ma Alden. She's getting the best of it.
Well, now I guess we can go on with our celebration. Now, Mrs. Alden, will you come forward, please? Mrs. Alden, we're all very proud of you and of Esmeralda, too.
Yeah.
And on behalf of our fair state, I present to you this token of appreciation. Now, Esmeralda, it gives me great pleasure to bestow upon you this award. Mrs. Alden.
Hello, Doris. Pretty good show, wasn't it?
Not half as good as the show you put on, Elzebub.
I was just having a little fun. I figured you'd be a good sport about it.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Do you, Juniper Jenkins, take Matilda Alden for your lawfully wedded wife?
Yep.
Do you, Matilda Alden, take Juniper Jenkins for your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife. This is it.
There ain't no pig worth it.
Well, kiss the bride, Juniper.
Don't rush me, Judge.
I was just a-thinking. If an I marry Abby now, what kinfolk be I to you?
Well, let me see. Abby'd be my daughter. You'd be my son, my son-in-law, too. Now, that'd make Ma your... No, you'd be her... That ain't it. Sounds near as I can figure, I reckon you'd be your own grandpa.
But, Pa...
Now, wait a minute, son. Let me clear this thing up for you. You see, if you marry Abigail, you want her salary to Salamorla. You couldn't bring the sooner more straight. Look at you. If you act as soon as Foster strays and find out your rate, the marriage is coming in force. It isn't just a catch for a set, or a capital of the Hitler so foreign. It's a cavalry of the sound which is painted, Caperstone.
It's exactly like I said.
My name is Valetta Tanya, the Milo twins.
In the hills of Arkansas, sitting by his mowing fall, there's Army rifle shooting up in there. Oh, he loves his mountain feuds, and he also loves good food. When he goes home to supper, you will get, oh, pass the biscuits, Mirandy. I'm just as hungry as sin. Pass the gravy, Mirandy. I need some stop to stop me. Since 9 o'clock I've been sitting on a rock, shooting everything inside. I shot the boys and a dozen Barton boys, shooting gills and man and at the tide. Pass the biscuits, Mirandy. Pass them and kiss me goodbye. Darn those biscuits, Mirandy.
Get
me by and by.
Yeah, it's quite a party, Ma.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Doris, I'm sorry about what happened. How about sort of forgetting it?
It's already forgotten, including you.
If there's any liquor in this, somebody must have walked by and waved a bottle at it.
Esmeralda must have walked through it.
Oh, may I help you, Miss Blaine?
Oh, thank you.
Do you expect to get even a momentary lift from this? You're going to be awfully disappointed.
You're right. Tastes more like hair tonic.
Shall we all adjourn to my room upstairs? I can promise you something a little stronger.
Why not?
Fine. Go.
Oh, hello. Would you like to pour me a little drink?
Supposing you pour me one.
Oh, excuse me. I make the wrong kind of mistake.
That's all right.
I'm always getting unmixed.
We'll drink to the bride and groom, huh?
Good there.
Well, here's a punch in the purse.
Skull.
Take care of yourself.
No, you take care of yourself. I'm going to be all right. Oh, what's the matter? Something I put in?
Something you left out. What is this stuff?
Oh, that's Swedish punch with a little squirrel whiskey.
Squirrel? Why didn't you try Old Eagle?
Oh, I don't want to fly. I just want to be a vessel.
There you are.
Well, shall we drink to the bride and groom?
What, again?
Yeah.
Let's drink to somebody else for a change. To us.
That's good, ain't it?
Oh.
All right, Juniper, remember the bet. You're going to tell us the name of each individual piece of wood by smelling them.
Right. And I'm ready to start a smelling.
How about this?
That there's pine.
Okay, guess this one.
That's same as the last one. That's pine. Only this is knotty pine. You can't fool Juniper. I know my wood. You better pay me off.
Just a minute, Juniper. Here's one more smell. And if you guess that, you win the bet.
That's pussy willow.
And now Ma will throw the bridal bouquet.
Come on, girls. Go get him.
So you see, my dear, this wonderful mud will be a boon to this slow packing company. We'll have the finest hogs on the market.
And more of them than anybody else.
But what about Ma Alden? Where does she come in?
Oh, she'll be taken care of. She doesn't know the value of the mud hole. Should be hard to make a deal with her.
But you say this mud has a curative value. Good for people with rheumatism and things like that. It's a shame to waste it all on a lot of hogs.
Perhaps you're right in a way, but you see, Mr. Cashin isn't interested in rheumatism. His whole life is wrapped up in pigs.
I see. A family man.
Yes, family man.
Abby, I've been looking all over for your mother. I want to talk to her. Do you know where she is?
Sure, but you're going to have to holler powerful loud if you want her to hear you.
What do you mean?
Oh, she's gone to Little Rock. She left here a while ago, them two city fellers.
Bob!
Hello, Doris. Looking for a little exercise?
Are you kidding? Bob, I've got to talk to you.
Talk to me?
Yeah, it's about Ma Alden.
Anything wrong with it?
Plenty. Come on.
I think $5,000 is a very fair price, madam.
I reckon it is. But it ain't easy to give up a place you've been living in all your life.
But, madam, you mustn't allow sentiment to interfere with good business.
And think of the beautiful new home you can have with the money we're paying.
And the handsome profit besides.
Well, maybe you folks is right. I reckon I can buy Zeke Muckenfuss's place. It's got awful pretty wallpaper.
I suppose you have the deed to the property with you, madam?
Yes, sir. I have it right here.
If you just sign right here, Mrs. Jenkins.
I'm Jenkins. I beg your pardon, madam. But isn't your name Alden?
It was up until yesterday.
Well, that's right. You see, she married a character named Jenkins. We were both at the ceremony.
Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but you can't do business with Mrs. Jenkins. She doesn't own that land.
What? Doesn't? Of course she does. You do own it, don't you, madam?
I sure do. And it ain't for any city lawyer to tell me I don't.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Jenkins, but this deed contains an appendage. It says that in case you remarry at any time, the property automatically reverts to your daughter, Abigail. Gentlemen, a girl by the name of Abigail Alden owns that land. Abigail?
Malden, did you sell the property?
What's the meaning of this, young lady?
Tell me, Malden, did you sell it? Did you?
Well, I reckon I couldn't. The property ain't mine anymore. It belongs to Abby, on account of me marrying that good-for-nothing Juniper.
That's the best thing that ever happened to you. Come on, let's get out of here. We've got a lot to talk over.
Thanks for everything. You boys should go on the wagon and say hello to your boss, Porky. I'll take that counselor.
Well, looks like Mr. Cashin is going to be very happy.
In a pig's eye.
Well, all this is very interesting if what you say is true. However, there'll have to be a thorough investigation. And the matter will be brought to the attention of the legislature.
But how long will that take, Governor?
Well, you can never tell about the legislature.
How would it be if my boys and I could arrange our national broadcast from Pitchfork Springs? Would that help, sir?
Immensely. You boys are nationally famous. Why the attention of the entire nation would be centered on our springs? Yes, I think the legislature would act more quickly then.
That's great. I'll get in touch with my agency and see if we can arrange it.
Do you think you can, Bob?
Why not? We've never had any trouble before and don't expect any now.
Well, that clears everything up for the time being.
We'll be running along, Governor. I can't tell you how much we appreciate your letting us talk to you.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Jenkins.
Goodbye, Governor. Got a nice place here.
Thank you.
Mom,
Paul, why don't you get up and help them folks?
Can't. We're too tired just to watch them.
Well, we didn't make any money, but we had a lot of laughs.
Yes, everything turned out all right. Thanks to your idea about going to the governor, it looks like Pittsburgh's going to be a state-sponsored health resort.
Well, you didn't do so badly either. Getting your agency to let you broadcast from here.
Maybe we're a couple of heroes.
And you don't know what to do. Remember that I love you, and I'm lonely too. Now when a fella wants to date, run right home and shut the gate. If you can't go right, don't go wrong.
Gentlemen, we're now going to hear from our own Abigail Alden. She loves to yodel. Take it, Abby.
I love to yodel, I yodel-y-ed-y-de, all the songs of romance in the spring. I can serenade my pony, but it won't be matrimony. He keeps my golden wedding ring. No one wants to listen but the cows. Oh, I yodel lullabies as I gaze into their eyes. They seem to like that melody somehow. Some feller that I know. I'd love to do his cooking, and gee, is he good looking? Look, he's an actor at the movie show.
Will be presented by my good friends, the Pied Pipers, who have come down here as a special favor to me. It's a tune called The Hit of the Season, and is dedicated to our celebrated Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Here they are.
Season.
just like gold in the bank. You're the hit of the season. Oh, me, oh, my. You're the number one guy. Let me hold your hand in mine, and I will say that you are divine. You're so divine. You're so sweet. Come near to me. Of my poor heart, please say. We'll never pass. You're the hit of the season. The season. You're so sweet. You're a treat. You make my heart skip a beat. You're the hit of the season. Say, baby, what a laugh when you pass. We all agree you've got class. You're the hit of the season.
Your joy supreme and so extreme.
You're either high or low.
And for my sake, you give and take.
You are a one-man show. You're the hit of the season. Do, 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 do. You've got swag, royal rank. You're just like gold in the bank. You're the hit of the season. You're the big shot. And the top's right now.
Well, kid, what do you think of Pitchfork now?
Certainly on the map, thanks to those pigs and that mud.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I contributed something to this.
Not half as much as Esmeralda.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, brings to a close the first broadcast from Pitchfork Springs. And we have a wonderful bit of news for you. We've just received word that the state legislature has voted a magnificent appropriation to make Pitchfork Springs the great new spa of America. We hope to see a lot of you here. And now, good night to you all.
Thank you, Bob Hanlon. Ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to tune in again next week for the Pitchfork Springs broadcast. Same time, same place, same station. This is KDLY signing off and bidding you good night.
Bob, during the broadcast, I received a telegram from the Slow Packing Company. They want to sponsor our program.
What?
That's great.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
Is it all over?
No. Now grab those benches and get them out of the way. Let's have plenty of room.
Go grab your girl and take her for a rose. She'll be so glad to do the dance. The Hitchcock Polka and the New McSween.
Well, how you like it, Deepus?
Reckon if I had a suit like that, Abby would marry me instead of that Zeke Willow.
You don't know how it's done. This is how they dance. So what would James Curtis love to do? The thrilling dance. The Hitchcock Polka. The Hitchcock Polka. The Hitchcock Polka.
Come on, Ollie. Let's you and I dance.
Okay, I'll show the baby to the conceding.
Give us room, he says.
Thank you.
Hey, Willie, I want to talk to you.
You should put it over, Bob. It was a great show.
Thank you, Doris. Too bad you can't stick around for a while.
I would like to take one more look at Pitchfork in the moonlight.
Well. Well, does it look any better to you now?
Yeah, somehow it does. Well, why don't you say something?
This hay sure smells sweet.
It's a remarkable observation. Isn't this the kind of a night you were telling me about, Elviry? Remember? Elzebub?
Shucks, clean forgot that story now. I can't remember a thing.
Well, maybe I can recall it for you. It seems that you and Elviry were sitting just like we are now.
Yes, that's right.
And then all of a sudden she, threw her arms around you, like this. And then she kissed you, like this. I reckon you think I'm a measly polecat.
Maybe. But I sure love polecats.